Okay, seeking a motion to reconvene the regular board meeting?
So moved.
By Kevin Malloy, second by Rachel McLaughlin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The board is back in session at 9:42 PM. Moving on to personnel negotiations. Since this is not a regular board meeting, we won't be having committee reports. We're going to move on to action 14 PN 099. Mr. McTiernan, do you mind if I read this motion?
Please do.
Whereas the Board of Education approved on September 24, 2012, pursuant to NJAC 6A23A 3.1, and its contract with the Superintendent of Schools, Superintendent's merit goals for the 2012-13 school year. Whereas the Board of Education has reviewed the indicators of the achievement of the goals, and now be it resolved that the Board of Education makes the following determinations and directs that its determinations be submitted to the Executive County Superintendent of Schools for approval. Quantitative goal number one, to rebuild community trust in the Superintendent and Board of Education, communication and decision-making process as measured by frequency, appropriateness, and effectiveness of activities as listed. Determination exceeded. Qualitative goal number two, to implement the improved standardized hiring process by June 2013 and complete the pilot of the teacher evaluation by June 2013 in readiness for full implementation by July 2013 to ensure a consistent and open process for the purpose of instructional improvement, professional development, and the evaluation of all staff. Determination is met. Quantitative goal number one, to demonstrate a 5 percentage point increase in the combined proficient and advanced proficient NJASC mathematics scores for the grade 7 cohort in 2012 to grade 8 students in 2013. The average increase in this category over the last 3 years was 3 percentage points, so this will be the baseline of the sliding scale. Was not met. Quantitative goal number two, to demonstrate an 8 percentage point increase in total number of proficient combined with advanced proficient NJASC language arts scores for grade 3 cohort from 2012 to grade 4 in 2013. The average increase over the past 3 years in this category was 2.5 percentage points, so this will be used as the baseline for the sliding scale. Determination was not met. Quantitative goal number three, to generate increased district grant revenue in the 2012-13 school year above the 2011-12 benchmark of approximately $27,000 from sources other than federal and state aid and local taxation. This will be coupled with cost savings from the 2012-13 budgeted expenditures and a realized net amount exceeding $100,000. Determination exceeded. So as read, those are the determinations by the Board of Education on the superintendent's merit goals for the 12-13 school year. And Mrs. Spitzer, could we please have a roll call vote on that motion? Thank you. I need a motion.
So moved.
By Kevin Malloy, and a second.
Second.
By Rachel McLaughlin. Is there any discussion on PN 099?
Yes. I think this motion is one that is utmost importance to anyone that is a member of the Board of Education for Clinton Township. And after a very robust discussion in executive session in regards to the components, the performance of the superintendent, the quality of the goals and attainment of those goals, it is very disappointing that two members of this board who are not in conflict are not present on this very critical issue to represent appropriate positions in regards to where we should be. I know that two members, one has a conflict with another committee that they're elected to or appointed to, and one is in conflict, and those are understandable. But I would say that any board member that takes this position seriously has no excuse not to be here and to be attending to this most critical issue and demonstrating their support for the board, the objectives that have been set here, and the attainment of those objectives and ensuring that we have success in the Clinton Township School District. I've seen a pattern of behavior of meetings like this being missed, and I just think that that is inexcusable.
And to that I would add, coming into tonight's meeting, I knew we had a board member in conflict who had a committee meeting. We had a board member who had a childcare conflict, and we had a board member who called out sick this afternoon. So we have, and then we have one board member who is in conflict. She's unable to participate due to regulation. So tonight we have five board members voting of the eight that are eligible to vote on Dr. Clark's achievement of her miracles. Is there any other discussion on PN 099?
I know that previously when we had board decisions that we felt very strongly the entire board should be here. Previously, we had a board vacancy and we tabled the vote so that all members of the board could be present for the vote. And unfortunately, because of circumstances, which are unknown to me at this time, all members of the public, or all members of the board can't be here. We spent a lot of time tonight working through these goals, and we did solicit feedback from the board members that are not present. And so I feel strongly that we should move forward with the vote.
Thank you. Any other comments on 099? Okay, seeing none, Mrs. Spitzer, can we please have a roll call vote?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carries.
Okay, moving on to second recognition of the public. This is a third opportunity for members of the public to speak. There was no one from the public in attendance tonight. So we're going to move on to adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
By Dan McTiernan.
Second.
By Rachel McLaughlin. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the motion carries. We are adjourned at 9:50 p.m. Thank you.